Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We're done with Monday. Good morning, EMCs. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
October 14th, it is Tuesday morning, bright and breezy. Ooh. Bright and breezy.
Feels weird.
Sounds
when you
like
you
describe it like a hair product or
bright and breezy. Bright and
what
breezy.
Else? Bright and breezy. Seasonable warm. We'll see a high of 65 degrees today.
I feel like a drink would be bright and breezy.
Ooh, yeah,
like a lemon sea breeze.
How
something.
Did that taste on vacation? That was bright and breezy.
Bright and breezy, yeah.
I don't know if I want to taste something that's bright and breezy, though. Do you?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Want to put it to the mouth?
Something fresh,
bright
yeah.
and breezy?
Yeah.
I'm not going to push back on that.
All right.
Ooh, it's bright and breezy.
But ooh,
did it have
it
a lemon
it.
Twist? It did.
Yeah, it definitely
I could have had a lime twist, mm-hmm. but I went with the lemon twist because I was close to the ocean.
Much I breezier. I feel like a lemon much more breezier than a lime.
Yeah, well, you're right. Exactly. So there you go. Enjoy the day. On the way, we'll have Stevie on the socials coming up. Lisa has a concern with the game we start off with. We'll get to her message. She has a concern. Might have to do with the, I don't know, awful guest that we had yesterday during the during the game.
I mean, was it an awful guess, though? It was accurate.
It wasn't, but
it
was.
Worked.
So let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I do like that Lisa's taking ownership of the game and has a concern about the game. That's how much people still enjoy Dead Guy in the Envelope 2.5.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're taking it as? Maybe she's more just like, let's get this over with, and that's why this is my complaint.
You could also take it as that. I don't know. We'll get to her comment and see which way you take it as. But first, we need a guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. That's it.
And just as you're thinking of these guesses, the game started in mid-June. So it had to been a name prior to mid-June. It continues on. Star 102, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am good. On my way home from work.
All right, we would love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, which is in the Star 102 studios. Who is it?
Richie Valens?
That's a good guess. It is not Richie Valens.
Oh, we appreciate the guess. Lisa has a concern. She sent us a DM, Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. We will get to that next. Can we make a new dead guy rule? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
I don't know. What's the rule?
This is from Lisa. Lisa, thank you for being at EMC, early morning crew. You listen early in the morning. We appreciate you. Whether you are, we just had a phone call from our Dead Guy in an Envelope guest. She's heading home from work. Are you heading to work? Are you dropping the kids off at a sporting event? Or you just happen to be up early? Whatever the reason is that you are an EMC that listen from 6 to 6:30, this is a special crew. You're our EMCs. We love you. We appreciate you. You're live and local. We're live and local. We're all up early. We appreciate that. So, Lisa, can we make a new dead guy rule? If it's dumb, like yesterday, which would they guess the Cleveland Browns, which I understand because...
Which, that was a fair guess yesterday.
But it's a dead guy in the envelope. It's not the team. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. Been playing horrible. Mm-hmm. Or the person died after the game actually started, which I believe the game started. It was June 24th. I'd have to look back at my notes, but it was somewhere around there. We get a second guess.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes sense. I think that could be a fair rule, don't you?
Yeah, because we had mentioned, and the list continues to get longer, that if a name is guessed that we know it's been guessed, we should go to another one. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to take a guess. Richie Valens was today's guest. If somebody happens to have not heard it because they slept in, or let's just say that they take their kiddos to a sporting, you know, they're up early because they have to take their kiddos somewhere, and they're not today, but they are tomorrow. They just didn't hear it. That's not fair.
I agree. And then what if somebody guesses someone that's alive? Because we've had that before. Have we taken another guess after that? I can't remember what we've done.
We don't. We just really make fun of them hard.
Yeah. That's not nice.
Okay, we don't make fun of them hard, but we just let them know that, you know, Paul McCartney's alive.
Right.
It's a lot of Beatles. Ringo Starr, that was another one we've had.
That's right.
Also, while we're addressing concerns with the game, there's another concern that was mentioned yesterday that has now also been addressed because producer Stevie is the best. That's next. We, as a show, as in Jen Tui and Tim Richards on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, as in the Jen and Tim show, as in the both of us.
Okay, this is making me nervous.
As in you and I.
What are you saying?
Actually have an answer. We have an answer.
For what?
And it's all because of producer Stevie, because she's the best. Jen? Where's the list for dead guy in an envelope?
I'm not sure. On your phone?
It's on the homepage of star102cleveland.com. She put it there. She updated the list and put it right smack on the homepage.
How'd she put it? Is it going to stay there?
No. So look now.
Okay.
Well, it just keeps updating it, and she like to try to keep that thing up there as a stagnant. We really should. I mean, here's the problem. Trump Tui can be stagnant. There's ways you can do that clearly on the website, right? You can make that as a something that you want to remain on the homepage. I just don't think dead guy in the envelope is something that you want probably stagnant there on the homepage as you're going to star102cleveland.com, because people don't know. After 6:30, do people know what the game is? Do they have any idea what the game is? This is just for our EMCs.
Yeah, cause it's so early. I feel like people don't reference it later.
They have no idea.
There it is.
It's right there. And we'll update it. We had the Richie Valens guest today, so we'll update it. So every single guest through the game up until today, obviously we just had the guest minutes ago. Now we have an answer. We get the guesses yesterday. Or we had the question yesterday of where's the list?
Yep, and there it is.
And I said, I have no idea. It was from Sandy. I remember the name. It was from Sandy. I said, I have no clue where it's at. I sent it to producer Stevie. Boom, the list is right there on the homepage.
That is awesome. So
I will
go
get
look
there
now. Because by
today, tomorrow, whatever, yeah. So the list is posted. That's a lot of work to do, so thank you for producer Stevie. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there was another study done on baby name trends, but this time they're saying that the inspirations are coming from popular things in our world. There's one celebrity specifically, and a lot of the TV shows and movies we're watching and things we're interested in that are trending all over the internet that are making these names popular, and there's some interesting names.
I think I'm ready for another one.
Another child to name?
Because I want to name it. Actually, you know what?
That's a weird reason.
I'm too old for that.
That's fair.
I can't do that.
You should try a baby doll.
Is anybody pregnant and they need help naming their baby?
Stop.
I'd like to. Can I name your child? 216-343-1021. Have you listened? You know that I'll do a good job. If you've listened for years, we will do a good job collectively naming your child.
Don't we that until we hear what name you've picked.
No, this is part of Stevie on the socials.
Okay.
We can do this together.
Pick one from this list.
Yes.
Can we name your child? First, we're going to have some background information with Stevie on the socials.
Yes.
And then if you're on the fence with some names, or maybe we'll pop up with some new names that could be part of this. Jen and Tim Show, name your children. That's 3 minutes away on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a company that's predicting the top baby name trends for the year ahead, so it'll be for 2026. And they did a study and found that social media, entertainment, movies, TVs, and celebrities are the inspiration behind a lot of these popular names. The big celebrity they are saying is Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, is expected to influence names with Ophelia and Honey among those getting a boost. And then they're saying that British literature, romanticism, and numbers are also expected to inspire names. There are some interesting names.
Like little baby numbers. 6-7.
Stop.
You know, that
please
might
name
be
your
the
child
inspo.
6-7.
They're listing Cinco, Deuce, Million, and Prima. Are
don't name
be
your kid Deuce. Oh, Deuce. I guess there's a couple of professional players. Like there was like a former running back, Deuce McAllister, and some. Yeah. Okay,
it's that's not
back.
Terrible. It's what were the ones you said after that? Sorry, because I kind of paused at Deuce myself.
I would pause at Deuce as well.
Cinco, Million, and Prima.
Million and Prima. Mm-hmm. That's not terrible.
I think maybe this is due to Stranger Things. We have 11.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a cool name.
Imagine you're naming your kid 11.
Or 6-7 if you're Tim.
Do not name your kid 6-7.
Why? You could hyphenate that.
First of all, your other kids would be super annoyed.
Probably.
I tried saying that to my kid. Max was like not having. He's like, Mom, just stop. Just stop.
All of their friends think it's funny, and your child wants to like disown the parent.
Correct.
If you do that.
100%.
Yeah, is that a win if you name your kid 11? I think that's cool, but then I'm trying to think executionally if you how that works out.
Is that definitely like, unique.
It's very unique,
it
but
is
I don't
unique.
Hate it, but I don't love it. I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it.
What do you name? What's the middle name of someone 11?
Upside down? Duh.
And like know. Their 11th birthday.
Vecna?
Birthday is going to be crazy.
11 Vecna.
11 Vecna Richards.
This is 11 Tui. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I know.
And is it just is it the numerical 11 or is it spelled out 11?
It's spelled out. You got to spell it out. Yeah. I don't think they would let you on a birth certificate.
I like that you guys are appalled by the numerical
11.
Like, come
on, 11. Tim. God.
You guys are drawing a
what
line
are you
somewhere.
Thinking? Are there more? Give us more.
So the obsession with Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Mom Talk, and The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City are making the names like Bodie, Dottie, Quincy, and Scotland popular.
Dottie? Like a little Dottie?
Yes.
D-O-T-T-I-E?
Yes.
Oh, that's so
exactly.
cute.
Exactly. Anime names from things like K-pop Demon Hunters or Korean dramas like Anya, Jinu, and Cairo.
That's going to be a smash in...
Big time.
In 2026, I bet. It's everywhere.
And then romanticy names
well,
from
let's get to
the
some,
popular literature
this,
genre.
Ooh, this is what I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Like, which books? Yeah. I can't
Rogan
wait
books?
To hear.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, Dragon Tui. All right, let's get to these names
no.
next. We're naming or possibly renaming your children. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites with Stevie on the socials.
I don't think anyone's going to call us to rename their kid.
Like Dragon.
Can you imagine? I don't think it's Dragon.
Why wouldn't you trust us?
Well, because
we would put you with baby names, and that's why I stay away from celebrity baby names. I know that during rounds of Trump Tui, we would put a lot of effort in naming a child.
Yes, we would, other than you just saying name your baby Dragon.
I've met someone named Dragon, but it is not on this list.
Okay.
But it's Dragun.
From T County?
No.
I am curious, because you said this is from the like romanticy books, and
yeah.
I've read
Correct.
Two of those series. Now, I'm curious if any
if
of these are coming from that.
Yeah, I don't know where they come from. It says that they took a page from the popular literary genre, and these are names that sound like they could be the hero of a romantic fantasy novel,
okay.
like Cassian, Esmeri, and Magnus.
Cassian is from the ACOTAR series, the Court of Thorns and Roses. What's the second one?
Esmeri.
I don't know Esmeri.
And Magnus.
And I don't know Magnus either.
Well,
so at least
like
I got
names?
One. I like them. I was wondering if there'd be any
cool.
from fourth. Yeah, Cassian. And first of all, that character and Nesta and the whole thing. Oh, if you
Is
know,
it a
you
good
know.
Character though.
Oh yes.
Okay.
We
oh,
get
yes.
less calls about this than Grey's Anatomy.
Stop it.
We should not expand on this. Dragon
that's
books.
Not true.
That's because the people
that, is 100%
that
true.
Like those
Nobody.
Books are reading them and not listening to us.
That could be 100% fair.
Gen privately.
Nobody ever
they
calls
do.
Us about these books.
Yeah.
A Court of Thorns and Roses, that whole series,
it's
and
massive.
A Fourth Wing.
I get it.
First of all,
nobody ever calls us about it ever.
Is there a good name in Fourth Wing?
Yeah, I'm surprised. Zayden's in there. Zayden, Violet is in there.
See, these are great names.
I know.
I'm not knocking it at all. I'm just saying we just...
Riddick. There's a ton of great names in there.
I like those more than these.
And Imogen is in there. I'm surprised. Yeah, somebody that has read these books, call.
They won't.
Yes, they will.
Give them the number. They won't
somebody
call.
Somebody is listening.
You.
Somebody that has either read the A Court of Thorns and Roses series or the Fourth Wing series, please call to support the amazingness of these books at 216-343-1021. I don't know if Tim's going to hang up on you.
But I would not hang up. I don't hang up on people. Only Steelers fans.
You have done that before.
That's for them calling me out.
When we have asked for calls about Grey's Anatomy, you've
hung up on me. It was a long time ago. There was an issue with our former provider. That was not a Tim problem.
There was no issue.
Okay, so we will have, we're going to, this song is 3 minutes and 14 seconds.
Please, someone support
this. We'll
see
if we get any phone calls. That would be next. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Star 102, good morning. Have you read?
They're too busy reading right now.
That's exactly it.
It's their morning read time.
Star 102, have you watched the, what is it called again?
Well, there's the Fourth Wing series, amazing. And I'm sorry, it's called the Empyrean.
Star 102, good
the
morning.
The Empyrean. Oh. And then there's the ACOTAR series, which is A Court of Thorns and Roses. There's like five books. They're so good. Somebody has read these and can speak on these.
Oh, many people have. They just don't listen to the Jen and Tim Show. Yeah. They never, ever, ever,
really
ever call.
Because they're busy
Very
reading.
Rarely we get calls about Grey's Anatomy. That has happened. This never is legitimately never happened.
And by the way, that's something we could talk about. The big season premiere the other night, Grey's Anatomy, last Thursday.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Here's the... When I turn on the on buttons of the microphone, the purpose is to get ratings and to have people listen to the Jen and Tim Show.
Wow.
We try to curate a show that is entertaining, that is informational, that is fun, to try to keep those ratings to a number one show. The more we talk about Grey's, I just get a little nervous in Court of Toes. What did you call it? Thorns
it
and Knees?
It is not.
I don't know what it's called.
Thorns
but
and
people
knees.
Are not interacting at all. I just think that that's not good.
Angie just sent a message. I know. Sorry. I was putting on
makeup. Jen's going to put her glasses on, then we'll get to the three things.
Angie said, yes, she just listed all the characters in the Court of Thorns.
There we go. First
one. Farrah, Rhysand, Cassian, Amryn, Mor, Azriel. All great names.
Farrah was on the list of names.
What was?
Forgot to say that one.
Farrah.
I thought you said Farrell.
It's Farrah. It's like F-E-Y-R-E. Farrah.
Thank you. What's her name?
Serafina was on there.
I don't know where Serafina from, but... Farrah is A Court of Thorns and Roses. Very popular.
They're so trendy.
Very trendy.
I've never been more excited to get to the three things you need to know in my life. Who's the person that DM'd us? Thank you. Angie, thank you.
Thank you, Angie. All right. Taylor Swift just broke another record. Beat out Adele this time. What is it? That's in 60 seconds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 51 degrees in Northfield Center, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Cleveland Hopkins working on a full rebrand ahead of their massive terminal rebuild set to open in 2032. And they're doing a public survey live now asking travelers what Cleveland means to them. What does Cleveland mean to you, Tim? The new brand expected to debut next spring as part of the...
It means everything.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's spelled C-L-E. Is it Clevolution or... It's Clevolution, right? C-L-E-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. The Clevolution campaign. You could take the survey, tell the airport what it means to you. That's a massive rebrand.
What the
rebuild.
Airport means to me?
No. What Cleveland means to you.
Okay.
And it's a rebrand for the airport.
Okay.
That's good they're rebranding.
They're definitely working. They're trying to get more parking spots. They're trying, like, they have a long way to go, and they're working on it. They know that, and that's a cool thing to do.
2032 is when they think the new...
Oh, my gosh!
But...
2032?
That's
they're building a dome stadium by 2029!
Well, I don't know what to tell you. That's when the terminal would be built. The rebrand, though, next spring. So go fill out the survey.
That is a long... What? Can they not get materials? Oh, my gosh. 2032?
I don't know.
The Haslams are building the stadium from dirt road, nothing.
That's actually fair. That's
in
a great...
4 years, 2032? What are you doing?
Maybe the way the money is distributed is different, and it's a phase thing. I don't know. Are they tearing down the whole airport? Maybe they don't have enough parking for the planes. I don't know.
That is long time.
I know. That is a long
7 time. Years. Somebody got duped.
I don't know.
My gosh.
Oh, okay.
Could you imagine that? Yes, yeah, so I don't want to tell you this, Jen, but my wife and I are going to get our kitchen redone. It'll be done in 2032.
That's terrible. Okay, moving on. We won't be doing that story again this morning. Taylor Swift just made music history. Again, her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, sold more than 4 million units in its first week. The biggest debut since music tracking began in 1991. She now holds 15 number one albums, more than any solo artist ever, behind only the Beatles. This one I couldn't wait to tell you, too. Did you see the Lay's potato chip story? They're getting a glow up. This is the biggest redesign in 100 years. The new logo has warmer and more distinct sun rays beaming out from the red Lay's ribbon. The bags will have the added line made with real potatoes. And this is my favorite part, a refined color palette inspired by Lay's ingredients, including pickle green, hickory brown, and savory red. It is such an exciting week because it finally came. And I love that this has happened because it's an indicator of what's to come. I always get so excited to get this in the mail because it's kind of like a preview. It's kind of like the excitement. It's like you're one of the cool kids because you got one of these and you get to see all the trends that are coming up for the holidays. It's kind of like a reminder, like, oh, we're about to get through Halloween. Start thinking about your Christmas list. And they have it all kind of written out here for you, you know, especially if kids. It's a really big deal. And I mean, this is the holiday staple. I mean, everybody, as you know, gets this in the mail. Everybody, every year, right on time. Some people get two copies.
You're rubbing this in my face. What?
Rubbing what in your face? Didn't you get yours?
No.
What? You didn't get this yet?
I didn't get mine.
What do you mean you didn't get yours? Everybody gets this.
Everybody gets this, and every year this is a thing, and I never get it. I never get this
thing. You still haven't gotten it.
It'll be so useful, and we all usually spend so much money on this site and or app and or whatever, and I never get this.
How is that happening to you?
Did you really just get this thing? I don't know. That's not fair. All right. What did you get in the mail? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
The Amazon Holiday Kids gift book.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything for every adventure.
I never, ever get this in the mail. Why do I never get this in the mail? You always get this thing.
I don't understand why you never get it. I will say this, though. I love, so it is now, it is a little young for my kids now. They're 11 and 13, but to me, there's just some kind of nostalgia to this because as a child, that's how we would get catalogs in the mail. We would look at all the catalogs and circle, you know, things we wanted for Christmas or just kind of look ahead to see all the cool toys and stuff. This Amazon one is really wonderful. It has a spot for to make like a wish list.
Oh, now you're doing this on purpose.
And then, no. And then there's like little stickers in there that you can put the kids on the things that
I know
they
what
want.
You're doing. And we have the cameras
adorable.
On in the studio. We'll post this later. She's showing
cute.
Each page of this catalog to me, the Holiday Kids gift book.
Yeah. And then like you go through, I mean, look, there's a whole Star Wars section. There's Lego. Oh my God. Look at those very new cool Legos. I mean, I didn't even know they made a Lego in this. Cows in Space game. That looks really fun. Headbands. Tim. They have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles version of Hungry Hungry Hippos. How fun is that? Barbie. Then you get in further and it's like all
see
the like
doing?
the Oculus and all, like the Nintendo Switch 2, like all the fancier high-tech stuff, cameras. This is beautiful.
So you think you got this when? Last week?
Last week, I think.
Anybody, I want, maybe this is a West Side thing. Maybe it just didn't come East Side yet.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just not East Side.
I don't know about that.
Did you, have you or have you not received the Amazon Holiday Kids gift book? Because this is a thing every single year, and I've mentioned this before, best listeners ever, I'm so pathetic that I have had our fantastic listeners have mailed them to the Halley building for me to go through before, which has been so nice.
I'll let you look through mine. It's right here. I do think, as I'm looking at this, I have a thought on maybe why you're not getting it. I don't know if this is the reason, but I have a thought on why you've been left out.
I don't get this.
I don't know.
So even if it's a DM, have you received it? Somebody else that hasn't received it, have you received? I just, every year this happens. All right, so why am I not getting the Amazon Holiday Kids gift book? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
I don't know, because look at this. Janet says, we got our Amazon book about 2 weeks ago in the mail. Scott says, sorry, Tim, we got ours in Eastlake. Elizabeth says, got it here on the West Side. Kids have already circled half the catalog like I have a money tree in the backyard. Jenny says, got our Amazon toy book. Rebecca says, I live in Willowick. I got mine 2 weeks ago. My kid is in his 20s.
So my theory of the East Side, West Side thing is blowing out of the water with the East Lake and Willowick. Why I never, ever have received this?
I think I figured it out. There's a little paragraph on the back of the catalog that says, if you do not want to receive marketing information from Amazon by mail, please update your preferences. And it has a website. Someone maybe is trying to punish you and went and put your address in there so you don't get it.
Are you confessing?
No.
Sounds like a little.
First of all, your face. Anybody just looking at me like your wheels were turning. Like, wait a minute. Could that
do anybody maybe else kind of get that vibe from Jen?
Did you? No.
Type in my address?
I did not do that. What if somebody did that to you? That's possible. It could be a house insider, even somebody who doesn't want to get a lot of junk mail. Just saying. It could be a house insider. It could be somebody who, you know.
Our entire inbox is filled with people. And I'm glad that they've received the Holiday Kids gift book. I want you to have received it. Do you want one?
Do you want some of my stickers? Look how cute they are. Little fox, little teddy bear, guitar.
And what are you going to buy out of that? I don't know.
Well, once you get to the back, there are some cool digital things like older kids and stuff.
All right.
Oculus, Polaroid.
Keep the DMs coming. Jen and Tim show Star 102. I'm just very curious.
Do you want to touch it?
Can I just feel the cover?
Yeah, you can feel it.
Oh, that's a nice paper,
isn't
too.
Isn't it? It's a thick,
gloss. Yeah. It's good. What pound paper is that? Very nice.
It's a nice.
Seriously.
Nice thick paper.
That would even last in the rain. That's so nice.
I know.
That gloss.
I think one of the pages my dog actually chewed it and it still lasted.
I see the teeth mark.
Yeah.
It looks very straight bite.
Yeah.
Very nice.
She likes to chew paper.
Nice bite.
Sorry, you didn't get yours.
A round of Trump 2 be coming up here in 10 minutes.
Big Browns news. The team's officially moving forward.
Oh, good. My neighbor Holly didn't get one. Something going on. Conspiracy.
Do you think it's your street?
Maybe.
New Dome Stadium moving forward, but what's happening to the old one? That's in 60 seconds. It's official. The Browns moving to Brook Park. City of Cleveland and team owners Jimmy and Dee Haslam have reached a deal to build a $2.4 billion dome stadium near the airport, ending months of legal battles. The Haslams will also kick in $100 million to help tear down the lakefront stadium and prep the site for redevelopment.
Do you know what that means?
What's that mean?
That is quite possibly the most epic dumpster dive that has ever been created.
Please do not dumpster
ever
dive.
Ever been created.
Please do not dumpster dive the Brown Stadium. I feel like
I will take the H of the Huntington.
No.
I will take
you cannot
a seat.
Do that.
Yes, you can. Right on the lakefront. The ultimate dumpster dive.
Please gate this area because Tim will be there.
Couple
you
of
will
brick.
Be there. Every,
wonder couple
what
of
you
bricks.
Would, seriously, though, wonder what you would find.
They did it with Municipal Stadium. Remember, you could buy. I got 2 seats at home. Wife that's a big
true.
Fan of those.
Listen.
Wife a big fan of those.
But see, I think that's the thing. You have to wait until they say they're selling something.
Like, well, I'm not going to pull a brick out of the stadium now. I mean, well, that would be very difficult.
Well, that would be tough. But I think maybe when they're doing the demo, don't just drive down there and try to pick
stuff. If they're
stuff.
Looking for people to apply.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.